Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Jesse was never a Muslim. He said there are two lessons you better. He would never been a goddamn Muslim. The boy used to, boy, you're making me go to a sign that I'm supposed to go with you.
I just wanted to be stated. I wanted to be stated.
Over there on 16th Street. I met old man Justin. Where Allah met him. You know the firebox in front of the goddamn school around the corner, boy?
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to show you where I met Allah. I said, so where are we going? He said, how far do you think I'm taking?
For 30 years, nobody was speaking about anything about a father center. From the lessons that the father got out to Mars, and the father manifested it, and that was the message. Who was the original man? We was the original man, as manifested by Almighty God Allah. But it was in the power, the 16th degree.
Now tuning in to Live from Mecca with your host, God Universal. Shout out to the five boroughs: Mecca, Medina, the desert, P-Land, Savior's Island. Peace to the gods, and remember, that supreme mathematics is the foundation of all culture. Get ready. Stand in your cipher. And let's get ready to build. Peace.
Because y'all know understood what knowledge itself is. Y'all think knowledge itself is that you learn the quote 120, you stop these four, and you get paid.
The mathematics is first and foremost. This is a law school. That's what we teach here. You see what I'm saying? That comes first and foremost.
So therefore, the lessons that y'all study is not but another man's question and another man what? Answer, unless you apply the science of living mathematics, which I language, to that information to get a proper understanding. You could kiss my brain, sir, if you don't like what I'm saying.
Live from Mecca.
Peace. You are tuned in to Live from Mecca. This is See a Kill, Part 2. We have our co-host. I'm here. Peace, Queen. You hear me?
Peace, God. Yes, I do.
All right. See a Kill saying he don't hear nothing. We're going to take care of that. I got some beats here from Inf Mega.
Peace.
Today we're going to continue. This is part two of Live from Mecca. And what we left off was, we was actually in the law school. Y'all was tuned into the last episode. We left off with the beautiful queen of quality perfection. She was asking Sia Kill a question. We're going to get into that. But first, I'm going to start off the show with today's mathematics. Today's mathematics is wisdom, power, all men born of God. Wisdom is wise, it's speaking, it's having a firm foundation. The firm of your foundation is the power of you are, which is your ability, which manifests God. And that's how I see today's mathematics. EQ, how do you see today's mathematics?
Peace, I see today's mathematics as wisdom, power, all being born to God. And I have the pleasure to be an original woman and being the wisdom in the physical form. I have the opportunity to empower the black man that I come in contact with, you know, And I try to do it on a daily basis with my young God, recognizing that the wisdom can empower God. And, it, you know, we do have a role in helping our black men come to their fullest realization. So I see wisdom as the black woman helping to empower the man, helping him to become God. Peace.
Peace. That's beautiful. We have compassion to see if he'll be having some issues with his mic, with his headphones. You hear something, God?
Yeah, I hear him going through today's mathematics. There's no delay.
Nah. They can hear you. They can hear you.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I can't hear you. It sounds like a thing, because I'm hearing about mathematics. But it's all good. Well, you're talking about how I see today's mathematics. God, wisdom, power, born God. Just me being myself. That's how I see it today. So everything I did today, I moved around, being a true living, keeping everything 100, just like this radio show. 100, 100, 100. It should be called Not Live for Mecca, Keep It 100 Radio. So that's what I'm coming with. That's for 100.
This is 100. Now let's add on some spices. Okay, so EQ, the last question you asked him was, how does he see plus lesson, plus degree?
Right. Yeah, we got cut off last time, unfortunately. But you were giving us your insight on who you thought was qualified to write a plus lesson and the actual importance of having them along with your 120.
Oh, yeah, along with the 120, of course. Well, anyone qualified to have actually write something that has value, as long as someone takes something from it. You know, it said that a plus lesson is getting an education and learning a trade. You know, that's the same thing in regards to not just writing some words on a piece of paper that sound fly or that sound complicated. Funny thing, last night, I had my physical brother. He's not a 5%. But the funniest thing is that his boss wanted him to ask me what was the mathematics for today. And because, you know, they're enamored with the knowledge. So I had went and I explained it, and I went a little bit thoroughly, and I explained it like the one thing you can say, you know what the mathematics are, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, et cetera, and so forth. Same alphabet. When you say it, somebody asks you what today's mathematics is, wisdom, power, you know, the all being born to, that came later, but at the same time, you look at wisdom, power, and you say, what is born? Born God. And that's a part of an exchange of conversation. It's like when a Muslim says, As-salamu alaykum, alaykum as-salam, and then they go to the next, alhamdulillah, and, you know, et cetera, and so forth. Where we say it, how you see today's mathematics, and you go, what today's mathematics, and you go, how do you see today's mathematics? And you give your understanding of how you're looking at it for the day. I tell all my young that when I say young, I'm not just talking about my physical young, but anybody that's younger than me that I'm trying to add all knowledge to, I explain to them that, yo, you got to keep it simple. You know, you can't convey your message in simplicity, then it's no sense at all. This mathematics, a lot of times you try to sound so beautiful and elaborate, but you got to be simple and plain. And this is what I was explaining to my physical brother. And I had him on floor. You know what I'm saying? I had him on 32. Because I was explaining to him. He was like, yo, that sounds complicated. I said, no, hold on, listen to me again. And I explained to him a little bit further. And as he was like, oh, that's what it is? Oh, I can see that. Now, you know, as great as we try to be, you know, the first people that deny us is usually our people that's closest to us. You know, so I had to fight my brother tooth and nail in regards to, you know, Sean Cooper saying I was God and that I am God. And now he fights more and he explains things more than I do. Like, yo, that's so and so. Nah, no, that's the God. Better not call him that. Yo, telling you, yo, I might hit you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But as far as the plus lesson goes, you know, we got a whole lot of lessons that people write. It's not elaborate. It's not simple and it's not understandable. It don't make no difference. You know what I'm saying? The best plus lesson, the plus meaning to add, is to add on. If you add on to your knowledge, it's good. You know, even if you look at something that a lot of brothers write, you know, a lot of us got
certain books or certain information, and we get caught up in the mysterious world. And when you write me certain books, there was a book that somebody asked about, what is it? God Supreme Yulaw? What is it? God Yulaw? He's from the desert. He wrote the book, and he got, we talk about Allah and spiritual form and things of that nature. But sometimes,
sounds kind of spooky.
Yeah, sometimes we have a whole lot of time on our hands, and we take these lessons for granted. And then we start becoming spooky and start doing other things that, God just needs to come out and build.
They start reasoning off of imagination. They got an image in their head, and they try to reason with it before they apply logic and facts. Got to do the knowledge. That's why knowledge is first to pass. They got an image in their head, and they start,
Well, you're right. But you know when I say that to certain people, even with God, I like the God. The God has, he's a cool, he has a pleasant demeanor. Mm-hmm. But he don't do shit either. You know what I mean? Like, you come around, add on. You don't be building like that. Well, you write books. Right. Somebody, hey. That's what you want to do? You do that. That's why ain't nobody buy your books.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That shit is a theory. That shit ain't about a law teacher.
Yeah.
So, God know what I'm talking about. He had a Born Flavor Shop on American Boulevard. He's, like I said, he's a peace brother. But he didn't stop that bullshit. Teach it simple. Keep it real.
Okay.
This honey jacket is good. That anything done in moderation is okay. That, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, I mean, sometimes we spend too much time trying to get all philosophical with our degrees, and we ain't got to do that. The intro I played earlier of Allah Real, he spoke and said, listen, when he was in contact with, or when he was talking to the old man Justice, he said, I want, as long as you know the first degree in student enrollment and that 16th degree in the 1-4, everything else is on you. And if you look at it, that makes sense. Those are the most important. Know who the original man is. Know who the 5% is. Teach freedom, justice, and equality. You know what I'm saying? If anybody have a hard time understanding freedom, justice, and equality is, you got that power degree that tells you Jesus taught that, all right? Jesus taught that. We can go to the Bible, Matthew, see what he taught. He taught, building the mind and body. And it doesn't take much time to do that. Applying that through mathematics, dealing with knowledge to understand and decipher the mind, do some meditation, do some mental workouts, have some peace of mind. Take it from culture to equality, dealing with the cycles of the body, the power, and do some martial arts, do some yoga, diet, eat right. That's why if you pay attention to that early history of the 5% nation, brothers wasn't eating meat. A lot of brothers wasn't eating meat. There was a lot of brothers that were studying kung fu, martial arts, karate. Those are different aspects of freedom, justice, and equality.
But let me just elaborate a little bit. A lot of brothers wasn't eating meat because a lot of brothers couldn't afford meat. And then at the end of the day, a lot of us had gotten locked up. So when you locked up, they were selling you a lot of swamps. So that was one of the ways you can refine yourself and you not eat that. It's like, eating tuna fish. Brothers used to eat tuna fish when you were locked up. But when they came home, it was like, eat the best. So my brothers had salmon, And we got rid of that tuna. That's not part of our dietary law. But, it's one of those things, guys, where I'm not going to try to be too long-winded, but...
Oh, yeah? How you going to do that?
Yeah, we I hate that. But, listen, let's keep it, like I said, just stay true, keep it right, and keep it simple, keep it real. That's all.
True indeed. Last time... We weren't able to take a caller. So we're going to take a caller real quick. Area code 857. You are on the line.
Pease.
Who is on the line?
857-246, King Asiatic.
Peace, King Asiatic.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the gods, peace to the earth. Hey, listen, man, I'm enjoying this. This right here is definitely a blessing. You know, for me to actually see people that was young in this knowledge and they growing into it. That was like me in 96 and 97 when I moved to the desert. My growth period. Shit kill you doing what you're doing, dog.
Shit kill, he said keep doing what you're doing, dog.
Dog.
I love you, dog.
Hey, God, I love you too, God, and you already know how I go, God. Hey, God, I remember you before you were a kid. When you were just...
What was his name? What was his name?
The big God.
Up here, God. The big God?
You was just... You was just a big God. You was just a big God. You was coming out. And you somehow, you marinated, you understand, into coming into the nation and pulling all your weight and doing everything for the nation.
Right.
And that right there is a blessing, God.
Thank you.
When you got to law school in Mecca, you didn't even know I was 120. When you know I was 120, you already filtered in a law school, the house that a law built. You was there with Colleen. I remember when you was bringing in the big screen TVs and everything, God. So, I mean, God, you showed me a lot, God. So that right there is definitely a blessing. Peace to the 5% nation.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
King Asia, yeah, that's my brother right there. You know, I learned a lot from him. Used to, when I was young, when I say young, young in the knowledge, actually younger, because I've been here for over 20 plus, but when I was young in the knowledge, you know, God always had the time and saw something in me, which was great. You know, I'm very thankful for that. He taught me a lot of different things. Even though, like, our ways were different at some times, but we had that love. You know what I'm saying? So we came together and we built, well, many lands. And him and his family, he and mine, and, you know, it just helped. Where I'm at today, I wouldn't be nowhere without the God. I wouldn't be where I'm at. Not really. You know, so I say peace to God and his family. You know, so I learned a lot from him, his queen, all his queens. I'm talking about Shamira and his young. I learned a lot from all of them. Peace to Shamira too. That was my sister. That is my sister. He's crazy, but that's my sister. You talking about somebody keeping 100? That's keeping 100 radio right there.
Yeah, yeah, she with King Asiatic. I know she's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tough. Tough.
I got it. When I meet her, I'm going to ask her, yo, he be sleeping with his Russian hat on at night?
Yeah.
So, Siakil, I have another question for you. Because what King Asiatic said was really something that was 100% right and exact. When he said that you was a big God, right? But you eventually learned to carry every bit of your weight in the nation. And add on in any way that you could. So I know you for a while, and I have observed that although you have been a dedicated builder and you have a huge heart and you're always constantly trying to add on to ciphers and you know, show a pool, you seem to receive a lot of opposition. You know, you seem to receive a lot of negativity or resistance from some people who don't understand or maybe oppose some of the things that you're trying to do. So my question is, how do you find the strength to not give up? Like, where does that come from when you are trying to build for the nation, but it almost at times could feel like the nation is not building for you? Or not the nation, but certain people may oppose some of the things that you're doing, like with the whole show and prove issues that you were faced with. Where do you get that inner strength? Like, how do you do it to constantly want to continue to add on?
I think Bernie Mac said it the best.
Fuck him!
That's no. I know.
Did you just say fuck them? Is that what you just said? Fuck
absolutely,
them?
Queen. Yeah. You know, opposition. And I think everybody should have that, you know, the truth is when you stand for the truth, it don't matter what not, whatever. God, life, and law taught me a long time ago, being God is a lonely path. So sometimes you gotta be able to stand strong in your conviction. Sometimes you might be the only one. Shoot,
Allah came by himself. You know, he had to look in the mirror and realize who he was and then go about his mission. And as he went about his mission, sure enough, like minds attract, you know, to each other. And his brothers be like, yo, I want to help you. Case in point, like, just like Allah got found justice, and justice came and was magnetic, he attracted justice, and then they started building. They built a nation together. You know, there's other brothers that were along for the ride, and they did what they had to do as well. But, like, even in this, like, we at the store, on the side of the store, I wouldn't be as far as you are in completion for the store if it wasn't for Prince Supreme. Because as I was building with, you know, at the front of Parliament, I was explaining to what we wanted to do with the store, how it started from just cleaning up the all the papers, the 5% newspapers with the law. Bless the God. God bless the God. Building with CLR, who was over there, you know, making sure the papers were being sold. From there, we had like 10,000 papers up there. And, you know, to make sure it wasn't no fire hazard, I could always clean up the paper. And then from the papers, we stuff, you know, stuff fossils
and fire.
Fossils. It was a preserved squirrel that was like, you know, like, back there, and it had the bones was laid out perfectly, like you was finding a Jurassic Park. I'm telling you the truth, God.
In the basement?
No, it's up in the store, upstairs.
Oh.
Then we found we got moved the desk, and there was a rat that was just, like, flat as a paper. I'm talking about a real-life rat that was just dead, but it was just flat. I mean, you know,
awesome.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I was saying about is that, God, it was like, we started off with just wanting to add on and help. Because that's, you gotta have pure at heart. You gotta wanna improve things. And that's when I got this, I knew that, you know, this is what it could do for me. I wanna add on to the nation and improve that for my children. And that's basics of what we're about. We say we're about the children, we gotta stay focused on the children. And everything I did was for my children, and everything I do was for my children and my family and my extended family, which is all y'all. You know, I got like 500 Earths, because all of you my Earths took. I know that. They're all my sisters, you know what I'm saying? It's just like this. Who are these Earths? They're not my sister. You know, they're what the Lord said. Who's my daughter? She's not my own Earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I look out for all my sisters, and quite frankly, I love them dearly, even the ones that hate me. And it's cool. They just know not what. But being a true and living God, you got to do it and persevere throughout all of the tracks. You know, a lot of times, a lot of these older brothers, and that's what happens, a lot of older brothers influence these younger brothers.
Yeah.
And thing is, I've been groomed by the best. I've been groomed by some of the best. I have a lot of brothers in my circle that always add on and help guide me and give me food for thought. You know, life, love. Bob Bouchon, the Black Sun, you know, Ahmed, Firstborn Prince, Colleen. I mean, I could run off the line, and to a lot of people, it's like those are just names in the wind. Like, ooh, ah. But yo, I built with these brothers. These brothers are great brothers, and along with many more. Jaquie, you know, my brother Lord Colleen, all these brothers, you know, you got to walk land and learn and have an open mind and be allow yourself to be assisted and, you know, shaped and molded. Not for what they want, but for what you want. I knew what I wanted when I first got this knowledge. Brother El Majesty, when I was in college, Brother El Majesty said, yo, he left the lessons on the dresser for me. I had to ask him like about 8 times. He's like, yo, left the lessons on the dresser. So I went over, I got the lesson. It was Supreme Alphabet, Supreme Mathematics, 212 Jewels. Nothing else. And I didn't give me no explanation to it, whatnot. About a week later, less than a week later, God left school. I ain't seen him for about a year and a half. And that's what I had. Then I came back. And then I came back to the desert. I bumped into God I Supreme. Told me about law school, tried to sell me a paper. Got the paper, went up to a law school. First person I met at a law school was Colleen. Crazy cold current. But it was like, you know, when I came, he's like, yo, you too old, you too old. I was like, no. So he's like, you too old, you know, what you want? Da 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 da, you know, cold current, it was cool. And it had left a taste in my mouth, like, that old motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
But after I walked away, he was like, before I walked away, he said, yo, you really want to learn? Come tomorrow, this class tomorrow.
Who's teaching that class?
Dumar was teaching that class. Dumar was teaching. Nah, Dumar. I know Dumar. Well, he used to always do that wild day stuff, but, you know, Dumar. You know, and the thing about it, like my last name is Barnes. I put Barnes or something like that, you know, with an acronym off of my
shit. But Mickey, you know.
No, but it was just honorable. But that's me. But anyway, Dumar was teaching class, and that day we learned the 11th degree of the quarter 14, you know, and that's one of the things, I guess that's one of the reasons why that became my favorite degree, period. As an Alexander Bush, I'm going to go, what? You know, so with that, you know, I remember coming there and being grilled by God, praying something, I forget his name, but he was real patient. And I didn't know that he's supposed to remember the being mathematics, clean alphabet, you know, by our number. You know, which one is which, or even the alphabet, what is T, what is size, what is zero or O, what is O, what is E, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't know that. So, but while I was there, just the energy, nah, young people, I was like, when I was time, but everybody here was like 15, 16, 17. You know, you get occasional 19, 20, whatever. So I would have been one of the older out of that
young. What year was this?
Like 95, 96. Something like that, you know? And at that point, it was like, it started being back. Because when I was in school, I was something like a big thing. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Nah, they're not going to go back to this quarterback, point guard, tennis player, hockey player, soccer player, ping pong player.
That was then. Now. I'm still a horse.
Well, you came a long way, and now you do the show and proof to me.
Right? Well, I do a whole lot of things, a whole lot of things. It's not a little. Let me just finish this one point. In the class, the reason why I'm saying that is at the school, it was nothing but young. It was just great energy. I used to be next door playing the music. We brought five dance. We had an energy that was always peace. Even when there was issues with brothers, it was still always peace. And that's what we need to get back to. The brotherhood, the love, and even the respect. A young person at the last parliament, when he got up towards the end, was like, yo, what would you like to see at the parliament? And the young queen had said, respect. And that's the thing. At the school, we had nothing but respect. People respected us, but we respected ourselves. We need to go back to that. And, you know,
yes.
I ain't going to say kill all the old people, but yo, just move them.
Go
into the pasture, you know. But you know, people want things done without having to put in the work. A lot of these brothers put in a lot of work, and it's like, yo, not for nothing. Just yo, step on.
Got to show up. You ain't even got to. It's not that hard. It's consistency. You got to be there. You know, the other week, a lot of people told me, damn, you need that three times in 1 week now.
What? That you came by?
Yeah, but I was coming by to meet people. Me and F. Mega Sunez, we did sign on film. You know what I'm saying? Before that, I went to meet Sunez. Before that, you know, we had the show. And it's like, I'm not going to show up just to say peace and hang around. No, we got to have an activity. We got to be productive and busy.
Because
ain't no idle time.
Right.
We ain't got time for idle time in this nation.
Not those that are about the business.
You know, and then the more you stay busy, the less arguments you're going to have.
I hear what you're saying.
I mean, in an aspect, if you're with the right people, if you got the right team, like right now, we got the
amongst
media, amongst each other. Like, yo, right now, building heart is me, Inf Mega, Waz Ramel, Sunez, Lactique, and it's like, we don't have any type of arguments that Inf Mega, Waz Ramel called all of us, be the law school, and such a day. Like, all right, yeah. We called back, the date changed, but we all met up, we did it, and we got out, and you know what I'm saying?
Let me just say this one thing, when things are going good, you know, everybody's good. They gotta be about this business when things ain't going good. You know, a lot of times, in 2000, we had a lot of the young of us, we had took over a lot of youth centers. Right, and it was all good for a little bit, for about like 2 years. And then when you got a lot of pressure from some of the older guys,
and they wasn't really feeling my curve, and it wasn't feeling vision. They put pressure on them, and a lot of us couldn't hold the weight, you know? And it just showed the crew that we had a lot of brothers that was, you know, theoretically sound, but wasn't about it like that. So when it came to, you know, we might have to knock somebody out, because sometimes it comes to that. You know, brothers wasn't with that. And then you got to a point to where, I'll be honest with you, I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. Me and the boss is here, you know, since he always backed me up, right? But, you know, next, you know, we used to call him Scar and shit. We used to walk around with an ascot and shit. From Boston, which is, anyway. Yeah. But, you know, since then, and, you know what? You a yellow seed, I tell you, he's a yellow seed. You know how you yellow seed.
You know? You got a lot of competition because you jet knowledge seed.
Well, hey, I'm an Aqua seed.
You gotta stay on point, man.
So, but you know, at the time, you know, the whole thing about it is brothers gotta hold the weight. And like say, you know, you can do things on your own, but when it's time to step up, brothers gotta step up. That's what I implore you guys. You know, to stay together and do what you have to do. But the thing is, on the matter is, when it comes to, and you know what you're doing is right, everybody is in opposition, you got to hold the fort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, be about that. That's all. Yeah. I know you got 100 questions, so.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go into the Sean Poole. Sean Poole committee.
Any other calls?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Wait. All right. I got a call on the line, area code 862. I'm about to pick up. So, answer. Peace, area code 862, you're on the line.
Peace, family, peace. I'm just calling in through the knowledge. I just give thanks that you got the brother C.I. Kill on the line. I have a lot of respect for you, brother. I give thanks for the work that you do in the eyes of the public or for what the physical eyes can see. But I know that there is a lot that you are doing that the physical eyes cannot see. So I just want to say thank you and encourage you to keep moving forward. That's it. Peace, Queen. Why y'all got to be with me, though? He's trying to be on the road, huh? Who's that?
What queen
was this? This is Queen Gloria Serve God from Now Justice.
Oh, peace, Queen. I finally put a voice to the face on Facebook.
Yes, that's me, Lord. I appreciate your work. Everything's going great. I missed, you know, unfortunately, the first 40 minutes of doing a little bit, but on the home front, but I just wanted to sign on and just to see what's going on. I know you got your hands in a lot of pots and you've been very supportive and, you know, just beam a light. And I just respect and appreciate you. And, you know, like I said, just want you to keep doing what you're doing. Because though there's a lot that the physical eyes, like I said, can't see all the time, you know, there's a lot of people who's doing work behind closed doors and they always reveal themselves, you know. So just give a thanks.
As long as you keep mathematics first. As long as you keep applying your mathematics, Queen, you're always going to have this feeling no matter where you at.
True, absolutely.
Thank you for calling out. I'm going to take another caller.
Thank
like
you for calling, Queen. Love you. Love you, too.
Peace, Queen.
Peace.
All the calls are coming in now. They're flooding. Well, before we, some of us get along with it, the God, Raja Shah Allah, his beautiful young queen, very beautiful young girl, her name is Queen Butterfly, just won Citizen of the Month. So I had to give her a shout out. She's a beautiful young girl, and she comes to all the, you know, the events that we have. Keep building, young queen.
That's
a beautiful name.
Send them wings, Queen Butterfly.
I know she's listening. Hi, Queen Butterfly. Peace.
Peace, Queen.
Congratulations. You did a good job, Butterfly.
We're going to take another caller. This is going to be, I see some New York area codes. But I gotta show the other boroughs some love. I mean the other regions some love. Area code 717.
Peace to the nation of gods and earth.
Peace, God. Peace. Science. What's your name?
This is Born Unique Radio Son of Law, coming from Victory of Law.
Peace, Born.
And, peace, God. Yo, I'm feeling this energy tonight, man.
Peace,
God. Yo, I'm
feeling the energy?
Uh-huh.
I said, you feeling the energy? You feeling the energy?
Indeed, son, indeed. Hey, but as great as it is to see a beautiful people as we are, you know what I'm saying, come like this, it's a beautiful thing. But at the same time, it's funny because being that it's the, you know what I'm saying, it's the God day, you know what I'm saying? Who else did this better to reach out than to God, right?
So indeed.
I'm sitting here, as of now, no hair on my head. I'm going to rip my scalp out to the fact that the baby's got the greatest, right? The understanding is the greatest. So things is going on right now. I need answers and can't get them, man. And it was taught to me when I came into the knowledge, you know, part of the seven characteristics of a wise man is he always acknowledges the truth. And he asks when he does not know. You know, those are certain things, you know, I abide by, principles that I abide by. So, in dealing with that, these children be, like right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm going through a tug of war right now with my seed, you know what I mean? I just had my seed born, yo, and I'm out here, like,
congratulations.
Like, thank you. His name is Justin, you know what I mean?
And these
divine evils, yo, do not want to see me, don't want me to see my happiness, yo. You know what I'm saying?
They're not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not supposed to. You know the wisdom born degree. He ain't, you know, that's not limited to jail, physical jail, that's a mental jail. And the thing for his people is for our people. So we always got to fight that on a daily basis and run that Yakub, that made devil from the root. All roots. Root of mind, root of body, root of family.
True indeed. Well, with me, I'm coming on some more, like, as far as I need solutions, you know what I'm saying, answers, because I don't have them all. I know I had a capability, but as far as what's going on with me right now is I have a child, right, and I have a, they're making me to seem out like I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? I have mental shit like that.
Why, you
told
a black man with God?
Yeah, because I'm crazy, and they're using that. Now, they can't get my mind and my physical, so they want to take what I produce. They want to take my cream away from me. You know what I'm saying? My life-giving seed, and call, dictate how they should, this should be done, and that should be done. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them, like, I know how you, like, children, this is what they need to be fed. You know what I'm saying? This is what the child needs. This is what he needs in his life. But you
know
want
to. There's always a way to stop him in any kind of law, courtroom, or you just got to, you got to look up your rights. You got to be privy to your, you can't be privy to your rights.
Yeah. But right now, oh, man, I need some help, man. If anybody can help me, man.
What's the issue that you have in God? Are they trying to immunize your child?
We got less than 15 minutes left of the show, so I want to take a couple more callers. We're going to have that as a topic for one of our shows, matter of fact.
Quick, can I add on to that?
Go ahead,
God. Yeah, I just want to quickly add on to that. Well, God, peace of God. Thank you for your the thing about it is that we have to make sure that we swiftly changeable in all areas of life, as well as being able to convey our message to people. We can't be on 1,000 all the time. You know, there's a thing called burning 7. And when you burn 7, that means that you're really in tune with yourself and moving forward. Now, with God, it seems like some of your thoughts might be erratic. I'm not saying it is, but it might be. But especially to the people that know not what, it's going to be erratic. But that's fine. You know, but the thing about it is that you got to make sure that your seed is taken care of, and you can't allow the knowledge to be used against you. So if you're swift and changing, that means you got to go back into your lessons, God, and look into yourself
Once you look into yourself, you're going to know how to come. And he's going to kind of calm you down and make sure that you move correctly. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just worry about what you got to do and just do it. So those are part of the solutions, God. Let me just say this last thing. Was this past Saturday, we had this sister, Sewing Essentials, that we had, and we had at Aquaw School. And what it was before, it was for the young queens to have sewing and learn their sewing abilities. You know, Purple Embrace is the one that's leading that particular movement. And we had that at Aquaw School. Next time, it's going to be a different school. But the thing about it is, when my young queen, I brought my young queen in, and it was like, yo, God, I love your young queen's energy. I love her spirit, how she comes and how she's strong. My young queen is 7 years old. Now, the thing about it, I had explained to them, I was like, yo, this is what in school, they be trying to stifle that. They be trying to stifle her individually. So with that, all you got to do, God, is just make sure that you give her love and you show her the way. And just make sure they don't use the knowledge that you have against you. You don't run around here talking about, you know, they talking about, yo, sir, we have an issue with you. You be like, the black man is God. You know, come on.
Yeah,
come on,
God. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. Peace, God. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Peace. Every call, 706. 706.
Peace. Yes. Peace.
Peace. What's your sign? Who's on the line?
Almighty Unique Allah.
Peace, Almighty Unique Allah.
Peace, Unique.
Where you calling from?
Peace. Peace. I'm in Now Y right now.
I'm in Now Y. Okay. Yeah, well, we got Equality Perfection. We got CXL on the line. Myself, God Universal. Anything you want to add on? Get over the show. You got any questions for CXL?
Oh, you got who on the line, y'all?
Parcel. See a kill along in the beautiful equality perfection, the earth.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just doing the knowledge, y'all.
You're doing the knowledge? All right, God.
Peace, God.
Thank you for being
big way.
Peace.
They got every code 3347 ending in 9333. 9333. Peace. 347-9333.
Next caller.
Really, I'm scared to pick this one up.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
It don't matter.
Peace. Yeah. Live from Mecca. Who's
call? What number?
347-345.
Okay. Peace. Cut him. Next one.
All right.
Are you got any other questions? Because while you checking, I could be answering the call or answering the question.
Yeah. Remember there was a. All right. So we're gonna keep it live. If you like to keep it live, and I want you to set the record straight with a lot of people that you know might have had something to say with this old sign with the money.
What about the money?
So improved. What kind of issue was there with the so improved money?
Well, the thing about the so improved money, a lot of people got issues with the so improved money because they can't have access to it. And the thing about it is not to prevent everyone from having access to it and not being a benefit to the nation. It's for the children. And the reason why I say that, dog, we got a plan for the next 5, 10, 15 years. Let me take this thing off. We got a plan for the next 5, 10, 15 years. You know, a lot of times before we took over the show and prove, we noticed that we was in a hole. Prior to us taking over the show and prove, we was in a hole like about 1,500. We had old people. And every time we had the show and prove, we went into the show and prove owing people money. You know, because we used to spend it. When I say we, I'm not talking about us, but we all won people, so it's all good. People that used to do it, it was like, yo, we get to the show and prove, and it's like, yo, we already spent the money on fixing something about the school, whatever happened. And what you have to do when you're actually earning money or making money, you got to plan for the future. And when you go into an event, if that event is a national event, then you can't take all the money from it. You know, you want it to grow. So in order to make it grow, when we first took it, we were like, yo, this is what we're going to do. We did it. We put out our own money for the nation, He did a dance and he earned some money. Now, once he had the money, he was like, okay, when we go into the show of food, we can at least start moving somewhat forward. So after we paid for the show of food, we paid for it and we had a little bit of a surplus. Now, the thing was to make sure we go into the next show of food with the surplus and then go on and so forth. Now, after we had, our thing was to make sure we get to $10,000. At least that's what I was promoting. I wanted to get to $10,000, and once we got to $10,000, I mean, I was going to Parliament too. Everybody act like they don't remember.
I was there. I remember.
So we want to get to $10,000. Once we got to $10,000, what we can do is we can actually borrow off money. We want to build an edifice in the back of the school or do whatever. It's like we need a chunk of money before we can do major things. And the problem that we had for so long is take a little bit of the money and just keep spinning. Then when we get to this next show of food, we have no money. That's how people with no money spend money. We get money.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about it is that, yo, we are earners. So since we're earners, yo, let's take what we know, apply it to the nation. And now, where we at now, we're like 7,300 and change. We had spent, we was at 7,800 and change, and we spent money to buy 5 sewing machines for that class that we're talking about. So that's what got us down to that. And then we're going to actually buy 5 more. You know, so in total we have, right now we have 8, but we got that, we were donating. So we're going to move forward and, you know, and do that. And if it's about the young, cool. If it ain't about the young, we ain't going to spend that money. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't going to earn us more money, we're not going to spend it. Because we go into the show of food, we go into the show of food, we should be at 10. If, you know, we do everything right, we'd be at 10. Now we can actually invest and we can actually borrow off of that money. See, the whole thing was the God's God came and had blessed me with an idea. He had put it in my mind. He's like, yo, God, it's steel frame building. Steel frame building is like a hangar, and it's just the outside. So we did that. At that time, it was only costing like $70,000. You know what I'm saying? If you did it, and it could hold like about 250 people. And we made it in an L shape from the yard to the back of the school. We kept the school intact. That could have been where we had Parliament. So if that's the way we have Parliament, we spending $500 a month on Parliament. Now we got to share Parliament with
the Christians.
The Christian group.
In the gym. That's how we play with the kids at.
You see, God, you know what happens?
Man.
See what happens? You got people that's not qualified dealing with certain things. When they start talking about like, yo, these people want to deal with the principal and deal with Mike, the custodian, this is what happens. When people don't respect your gangster God, they don't respect your movement, they're gonna shit on your movement. And that's what they're doing right now. They're shitting on our movement. You know, they got total college in them, and then, you know, sure enough, like when people don't wanna listen to reason and they don't wanna listen to the blueprint, I got the blueprint because Allah laid the blueprint. Some of us got that. Some of us know that. And even the ones that go disaccorded, they know this. It was with Allah.
Wow.
Just because they was with Allah don't mean that they got it. And that's the problem. They was there, but they ain't get it. And that's why some of them, I just look at them and be like, all right, God, peace. But they ain't the one that's qualified. They ain't the best know of the disciple. God, show them proof. Who the best know of the disciple? Me, Black Son. That's it.
Shout out to Black Son. I haven't really dealt with Black Son before. I see him all the time.
That's my big brother right there.
Yeah. So I'm at the last part of it. We're dealing with Star Melon. I'm outside over there.
Shout out to Star Melon and his 50th Jubilee edition of the book. I like that book. I like that book because it's more about how you see things and less of other people's understanding of things. I like that book.
You know, people, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the God. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, we run around here quoting, you know, not me, but a lot of brothers want to talk about history. Far did this, far did that. You wasn't here when Far went to college. You wasn't around when Elijah was doing, you know, a lot of things he was doing that y'all want to talk about. But when Star Mel write a book about what our brothers did before his time, not as an issue. I wish the firstborn would have wrote something more than what they did in those publishers.
Well, God, they're still working on the book, sitting here too. But I ain't mad. You know,
I wish we had more publishers. You had this brother, Knowledge God, who got all these pictures. Now imagine if we had all these books.
Here's the thing, God. You know, shout out to Star Mel. There's one thing, like I built with Star Mel also. The thing about when you write books and you do certain things, you gotta not just write the book, you gotta do the work. And I'm not just talking about do the work where it seems like everything that you're putting in for a book. It's also you have to do other things and support certain ideas that you have, support certain sites. And the God has, because the God has brought a balloon to the show and pool. He's done a lot of things in the show and pool, but he's just got to be more consistent on that degree. And I, like I said, he's starting out, and I love what he's doing. I love this particular book, this last book. I got two of them, and two of the guards in locked up, one of them too. But I'm saying is it's not even two Starmel. It's to everyone else. It's like the born you alone.
Born
you alone. Yo, he got to put in some work. I mean, he's been here now for like 30, 35 years, but guards don't do shit.
You got to be seen and heard.
You know what I'm saying? But Starmel will have his own show, though, right?
Starmel
caught
up in college.
He's
about to graduate.
That's what's up.
People
wonder why they don't see him.
Yo, Queen, that's a plus lesson right there.
Oh, yeah. He gave me a copy when we was at the school last week, but I didn't really have a chance to look through
one?
It all. Yeah, I got an autograph and everything. Peace, Starmel. Thank you very much.
Well, we got 20 seconds left.
That's it?
20, yeah. The next show might be 2 hours.
So we need to see our kids. Tell us about show and pool. Tell us the date. You know, what's going on? What can we look forward to?
Well, we don't have time for that. Definitely going to pick up next week. Next week. We're going to put something together for next week. Look on Facebook. I'm going to keep y'all too. Peace to God.